So, if you have a good attitude or a bad attitude, you gotta understand that it has to be applicable for your situation, right? If I showed up grumpy and angry, like I need to be for a match, and totally laser focused and ready to tear people's heads off, don't think you'd want to listen to me very long. But also, if I came in and was having happy-go-lucky good time, and you know, just trying to share a few ideas with you, like I am here at a tournament, I don't think I would do so great there either. So you definitely have to have different attitudes for different situations. So, you know, understand now that just because you can get happy and hyped up and excited and, oh yeah, we're having a great time, doesn't always, your attitude has to be more specific than that. Your mindset has to be more specific than that. And again, your attitude has to match your activity, right? Like, take for example, rock climbing, right? Like, you have to be having fun, but you have to be having an attitude of, you know, paying attention. You have to be having a mindset of paying attention and, you know, really being, looking for the best ways to keep moving, but at the same time stay safe. You know, for, if you want to have fun, well, your attitude is totally different than that. You know, your attitude is more, hey, let's try this, or let's be happy, let's, you know, be goofy, let's do something new and exciting. You know, when you're rock climbing, I think you probably want to stick to the tried and true path as much as possible so that you can safely reach your destination. So your attitude and your focus will, you know, really needs to vary in your activity. And so you have to understand that one attitude does not fit every situation. And you know, you have to learn to become a master of, you know, your attitude and developing your mindset that's appropriate for the situation, appropriate for the goal. And you know, it's taken me a long time to understand that, but I'm hoping that I can help you get to a few shortcuts with that regard. Just knowing that, I think it's really worth hearing that. You know, and I always kind of, when I was first being an athlete, I never understood that, you know, your attitude needs to be specific for your activities. I always was kind of trying to get into a certain state of mind, and it didn't always help in other aspects of my life. And so, you know, you've really got to take a look at what it is you're doing, and it's almost easier to find people that are having success, kind of mimic them and their attitudes and their approach, than it is to kind of come up with your own. Yeah, that's about what I started doing, and I still do that to an extent. You know, I study a lot of great athletes, and I study a lot of other people that are high achievers, and try to really just see what their approach is, what's working for them, and then I can kind of adapt and adjust on my own. You know, it's like not reinventing the wheel. I'm just trying to make it better and make it more usable for my situation, right? Like, there's all different sorts of wheels and all different sorts of tires out there. You know, you can't off-road with a street tire, and you can't drive on the street with an off-road tire, you know? So, but the general idea of the wheel is still there. So you know, you just gotta develop your own attitudes and your own mindset for your endeavors in a way that will help you be successful. And, you know, I wish I could be a little less vague than that and a little more specific, but again, it's per your activity. You know, like my attitude, like if you met me on the day of a tournament, you'd say I had a bad attitude. You'd say I'm a grumpy cuss and just stay out of this guy's way, you know. I mean, in certain situations, like, I'll still, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say that entirely. I mean, I'm still, I mean, right before my matches, it's probably when I'm most focused and most intense. But, you know, during the, if I'm not up to wrestle, I'll kind of want to, you know, keep in a semi-relaxed / focused state where I can kind of talk a little bit and, you know, visit, but at the same time, not getting too off track, but I'm also not being overly overly focused and burning up too much mental energy before I go out there. So that's just kind of my how I do things. But like I say, you would probably think it's a bad attitude, but I think it's the ideal attitude for that situation. You know, and when I'm teaching my students, it's different. You know, I have to be kind of a different, definitely a different mindset there, where we're trying to reach a goal, but I have to be able to be somebody that is kind of more understanding and, you know, a little bit more nurturing and a little bit more able to give positive feedback, not just blowing, you know, smoke and sunshine everywhere, but, you know, somebody that can say, hey, let's try that again. Oh, this was done correctly. Okay, let's clean this up. You know, and just keep giving feedback the whole time that I'm helping to coach my athletes. So definitely two different mindsets, and, you know, each one is specific for a certain task. So, you know, just start looking at how can you do that for your activity.